B-Pod Studios.
Guess what?
What?
Guess what it is?
I'm not going to tell you what it is. I want you to guess.
Can you guess what it is?
I bet you I can guess what it is.
Okay, what is it?
End of the week.
End of the week.
End of the week.
Already?
Yes!
Way to go, way to go!
Is it Friday already?
Today is Friday.
Oh, thank God, Friday, TGIF.
How you feeling?
I'm feeling good, ready to put on a show for all these guys.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about.
It's showtime!
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Good morning, it's 5:37. You made it to Friday. Thankfully, 34 degrees.
Yeah.
How about that?
It's not going to get much warmer.
Yeah, it's going to rocket up to 37, though.
Jeez.
Be nice.
And it's going to be windy.
Just out of nowhere. Boom. No snow, though.
I guess
that's
okay.
Dodge that little bullet. That's good. Right? You're not ready for it.
I know. I'm not ready for it. But I'm really not ready for 34.
No, we're not. But poor Brian hasn't raked his leaves yet. So then.
I did one round.
You did a round?
I did one round. I got more to go.
Mm-hmm. People who wait.
I hear you're supposed to just let them stay there.
No.
I love that idea, but it's, you know.
I read it. It was like a conservation magazine.
No, not if there's too many. You can mulch them. That's fun.
Okay.
I love good mulch talk in the morning.
God, this is great. I know, really.
I love it.
I love the smell of mulch in the morning.
Yes, great. Anyway, all good things come to an end. Today is our last trip to Universal Orlando Resorts. Flights provided by Spirit Airlines, so this is it.
This is it.
One more chance.
How many? Let's see how warm it is.
I was just
in
looking
Florida.
Myself.
You guys are funny.
It's 74 already, and today it's going to be 82 and sunny.
Well, here's a question: They don't have? Do they have leaves in Florida? I don't think they do.
No,
not that any
so.
You have to rake.
I don't know. That's a really good question. I mean, I know they have leaves,
yeah. Trees.
But they don't turn.
Right?
They just stay that way.
Yeah.
What a world.
Like, right? It's like, where are the baby pigeons, right?
People
right,
always
ask
yeah.
That.
Leaves in Florida. Do
anyway.
They're on very high ledges.
They are. You can't see them. All right, so here's the leaves or the baby pigeons.
Both.
Okay, so the last trip is going to be in the 8 o'clock hour, between 8:30 and 9 o'clock.
Oh, great.
We talking to Zoe today?
We are.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
All right, so we have a bye, but we'll talk to Zoe. There's no byes with Zoe. He works
no,
every week.
Exactly.
All right, so that's at 8:30. Ish, and then after that, maybe you will be the last winner for the trip for two to Universal Studios Orlando.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. Now the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. And three cool things you should know.
Yes, three cool things. I like how you summed it up, Brian. We got Queens,
yep.
Emails, texts,
and crabs. So that's all we got.
Bob has crabs.
We have. I've got crabs. You won't wait till you hear this. The most expensive snow
you said
crab.
It first.
You said it on the radio.
Whatever.
You did. All right. What's cool, LBF?
I'm brave. Mm-hmm. Okay. You're never too old to change things up, even if you're the Queen of England.
Okay.
Did you receive crazy text messages from your friends yesterday? I know why.
Okay. And the crab that fetched an amazing bid in Japan. Okay. What do you
okay.
got?
Okay. Well, Queen Elizabeth, she's decided to give something up. No, not tea. No, not her midday drink, Dubonnet, by the way. Fur.
Dubonnet.
She's giving up real fur.
Huh.
She decided that she's going to give it up. She's only going to be using faux fur in her winter ensembles because she's like, you know, that's the sign of the times.
She's woke.
She's woke.
Yeah.
That queen.
Yeah.
Did you know that she only does her makeup? She does her makeup every single day except one day.
Oh, yeah?
That day of her Christmas special. Just so you know.
What do you mean?
Like, she gets her makeup done that one day.
Oh,
but
oh.
the Queen of England
yeah.
does her own hair and makeup.
That's, it's comforting. Good.
Isn't that nice?
A little vanity mirror. Wow. It's cute.
With her little vanity
she's
mirror.
She's so regular.
Let's hope. Let's
okay.
hope.
Yeah.
Okay.
I want to actually, if anyone got any crazy text messages from people you knew yesterday, here's why. Mm. Because they were text messages just kind of out of the blue and out of context.
Yeah.
And yesterday, people started posting about it on Twitter and on Reddit and stuff. I mean, some people, there was a school in Ohio that all the parents got a text that said, there's no school. And they're like, no,
wow.
we didn't send that.
Weren't they from Valentine's
and
Day?
There were some. From,
yeah,
they were from all
times.
All over the place. They
the
were
awkward ones were
totally,
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, very awkward ones from Valentine's Day. One woman like got a text from her friend at like 1 a.m. and said, "Come get me."
She's
like,
what?
And the person was going through trouble, so she like called the police, and they're like, they were sleeping. So
what was it?
Here's what it was. Yesterday, a third-party vendor did a maintenance update on messaging platforms, and it affected multiple carriers. I mean, like Sprint, T-Mobile. And it caused customers to have old text messages, not unsent,
right?
But
old
text messages that had already been sent in the last year to be resent.
That's weird.
Just completely out of context.
Trust
it was
no
very
one.
Weird.
Yeah, I know, but geez, think Valentine's, right?
Oh, I know. Like it's if you broke up.
Yeah.
Like or if you just think of like the crazy things like we send to each other
that have no
that if you heard it out of context, you'd be like, "What the heck are
you?" Well, you guys are the master of the GIF. The masters.
I mean, I'm GIF just thank you.
You guys are. I'll send you a three-word text and boom, right?
Yes.
Before I can, there's Jim Carrey doing something. Okay. All right. A snow crab caught in Japan was auctioned for a record $46,000. Think about that.
What? Like a pet?
No. It was a 2.7-pound crab, 5.7-inch shell, okay? About the size of your hand.
Yeah.
It was caught at the start of the fishing season Tuesday, was sold at the first auction for $46,000.
Why?
The company set the record last time for $18,000. A rep said the crab is destined for a restaurant in the Ginza shopping district of Tokyo. Oh, it's going to be eaten. But how do you break up and make a profit off $47,000?
Well, I just read that to partake of this particular crab, it'll cost you an arm and a $4,000 leg.
Is that what they said?
$4,000.
Wow.
Per part.
Just for a part. That must be. Whatever. So there it is. They
really like their crabs in Japan.
Jeez.
They should go to college.
They should go to
Costco. You get a big bag of them.
I was going to say, all you can eat crab day.
I know.
What do they know?
I'm trying to breeze right by.
I know, but you kept winking at me.
Stop it.
What?
Don't.
Nothing.
Just don't.
Don't. Okay. I was inappropriate.
Keep driving, Bob. Keep driving.
Let me put it together.
Pay no attention to the back seat. We're being bad.
You'll have to pull the show over.
You were talking about crabs. Let me put that together during Jimmy Buffett. Okay. I think I'm on to you, Jim. Yeah. And I'm going to turn this car around. Okay.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more.
105.7 WROR. ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's 6:27. Partly cloudy today. Gusty during the afternoon. A high of 39. Not a typo. Down to 29 tonight. It's going to be cold. 34 in Boston. Are we cool, LBF? We're cool.
Oh, we're cool?
After yesterday, we're
after
cool.
After yesterday's insult?
What? No, see, no.
It's
no,
fine.
I didn't mean to go.
It's fine. It's fine.
When your wife, Kate, says it's fine, it's not fine.
I usually leave the house.
Yeah.
You should leave the country, actually.
It's fine. It's cool. Okay. But anyway, you said a lot of folks heard our conversation
yes,
yesterday.
The conversation where, let me just give you a little quick recap, where Bob said I was a pleasant-looking woman, which is basically saying you don't need a bag over your head.
No, oh God, no.
But anyway, no. We're cool. We're cool.
All right, so okay. Well, I was gonna move on to the next thing,
yeah,
but
let's
if we're
do
not
that.
Cool,
no, we're cool.
All right, so,
move on.
All right, I'm excited about this. So, you know, I've been here since early July.
Yeah,
but you know, I was gone for 10 years. You know, doing other markets and
insulting other women.
Yes. I happen to be in New York where it's a compliment.
Yeah, exactly.
That's as good as you can get. So in returning, I had this great idea that I thought we could put to use here because so much has changed in just the 10 years I've been gone. Restaurants have changed, come and gone.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And so I thought, well, I'd like to be reintroduced. And you are so familiar with so many restaurants and
bars. Actually, some people like, you know, exercise. I go to restaurants.
You know, I'm always amazed.
Yeah.
I don't care.
I like food. I can't help myself.
We'll get somebody to play Super Smart in 60 seconds, and you'll find out where they're from, and you'll tell them where they should go drink.
And eat.
Yeah. So that's awesome. So we did our first ever. We're calling it Bob Eats Boston. And I know it looks like I already did, but don't say that.
No, that's not true.
Don't say that. So our first one was at the Encore.
Yeah, so it's like the newest place with your
Brian and I went to the On Deck Burger Bar, You weren't available that day. You had obligations. You were invited. You'll be invited to the next one. But did we have a great time or what, Brian?
It was really incredible. They brought out these things called cheesesteak tater tots.
Oh, man.
That basically, it's tater tots with a cheesesteak on top.
They were
unbelievable.
Incredible.
Oh.
So they, it's a great sports bar, first of all. It's just the dozens of massive TVs. There's not a bad seat in the house kind of place.
Okay.
On Deck Burger Bar. So we filmed it, and it's really quick video, 2 or 3 minutes. They bring out, all we ask is, give us the best thing on your menu. It's a burger bar. So they brought out 2 different hamburgers that were amazing.
Really?
On top. The fries alone are to die for. Okay?
Really?
And then they finish up with, what was it, the Patriot Shake, Brian?
Oh, my God.
It was
like a shake that had, an ice cream sandwich in it.
Yeah.
It had an ice cream sandwich in the shake?
Yeah, a Patriots cookie, helmet cookie. Yeah. It's awesome. So all I'm saying is, Brian, is it up on, it's at WROR.com.
It's now posted at WROR.com. You can check it out and, go check it out if you're going up to Encore. But, because we ordered the 2 burgers, the Bruin and the Celtic.
Yes.
And the Celtic actually came with a giant, instead of an onion ring, it was an onion hoop. Basketball theme.
Amazing.
It was amazing.
Yeah, because Encore, a lot of people just think gambling and slots and things like that, but it's kind of a foodie palace. All these different restaurants, and this particular one, if you like, want to watch the game and gain 5 pounds, cool.
That's what I intend to do. So that was our first Bob Eats Boston. So if you're a restaurant owner and you'd like to invite the three of us out to film it.
I like what you're doing here, Bob.
This is legit.
Totally legit.
Just give us the best thing on the menu. We film it. Talk about it, and there you have it.
Okay.
Wouldn't that be a good idea?
Yes.
All right. So, Brian, can people see this on our Facebook page?
Yeah, I just put the link up on the WROR Facebook page as well, so check it out.
Check it out. It's great. On Deck Burger Bar. Awesome. All right, what's coming up?
All right, this Hollywood film couple seemed like they were in love, but I have the scoop.
Okay.
All right.
All right. You air quoted for people listening on the radio.
Whatever. So. It was for you guys.
No, I know.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Okay. Dirty Laundry with LBF brought to you by Whole Foods Market. Juicy news. Prime members save on organic red seedless grapes at Whole Foods Market for just $2.49 per pound through November 19th while supplies last. Shop more delicious produce and find all deals on the Whole Foods Market app. All right, LBF.
Okay.
What do you got?
Hollywood is an ageist cesspool of misogyny, and we're not, innocent either. Lady Gaga is not in love. And do you know who California Girls was written about? Happy Friday, everybody.
Oh, good.
Let's get to the good stuff. Okay. Well, this week, Keanu Reeves walked a red carpet with his girlfriend. Keanu Reeves' girlfriend is 46 years old. I know. Brace yourself.
Yeah.
She's not 12.
Good.
She's not
right.
fetus.
Yeah,
she's
good.
Actually a grown woman.
Yeah.
And here's the thing. She's
How old
nine
is he?
He's 9 years older than she is, so do that math. He's in his
55.
He's 55.
Right. Yeah.
But because she's 46 and she has, the trend for gray hair, younger people dye their hair gray, or she just let it go gray. It's a whole thing.
Could happen.
Everyone thought she was Helen Mirren. Everyone thought that this 46-year-old woman was 74-year-old Helen Mirren because... And that's not a bad thing, because if somebody thought I was Helen Mirren, I'd be psyched. Have you ever seen her in a bikini, no less? Really, she looks great. But still, that's the thing about Hollywood. It's like you're either 20 or you're 100.
Hey, Brian.
There's no in between.
Can you pull up Helen?
Doing it right now,
okay,
Bob.
Oh, my God.
In a bikini.
Everybody's Googling Helen Mirren in a bikini, and I'm not wrong here. She's done her sit-ups, I guess. Good for her.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just want to point that out, because... This is what happens. This is what happens. You're just either 20 or you're 100. And if you
she does really look a lot like Helen Mirren. I'm just looking at a picture of the two of them.
Anyway, Helen Mirren was super flattered, by the way. She also says that she's known Keanu Reeves for a while because her husband, who happens to be like a couple of decades younger than Helen, Taylor Hackford, directed him in The Devil's Advocate, which, by the way, is an excellent movie. Have you seen it with Al Pacino and Charlize Theron?
No.
Oh, watch it. It's all
Devil's Advocate.
It's so good. It's one of the best movies you'll ever see.
Okay.
It's about morality.
I'm out.
Oh, you had me.
Okay, Lady Gaga. You
Charlize
guys remember?
Theron. Yeah.
Remember when Lady Gaga was performed with Bradley Cooper at the Oscars and everyone thought she was pregnant afterwards because they were so in love?
Everyone in the front row was.
I mean, I might have been. So. Oh, she said that was all, they weren't in love. That was all designed that way. She was interviewed by Oprah Winfrey and Elle magazine because Oprah can't just stick to her own magazine. Mm-hmm. She has to take freelance jobs for Elle.
L, O, whatever. No,
yeah,
whatever.
N, P, Q, R, S.
True.
She said, she said in the article, Lady Gaga said, quite frankly, I think the press is very silly. We made a love story. For me as a performer and an actress, we wanted people to believe that we were in love, and we wanted people to feel that at the Oscars. And she added that they had worked on that performance for days. They mapped the whole thing out. It was orchestrated as a performance. In truth, when we talked about it, we went, well, I guess we did a good job. Mm. The problem was is that shortly thereafter, Lady Gaga split with her fiancé, and then Cooper split with his baby mama.
Yep. She's so a baby mama. See, if I said that,
I don't. I don't like Bob. I don't like Lady Gaga toying with my feelings like that.
Right?
You were you were all in, huh?
Yeah, I was like, oh my God, they're so a couple.
Yeah, it's like when my brother believed
that weird.
My brother believed that Peter Parker was an actual person who lived in New York City, and we spent an afternoon going and looking for his apartment.
He's
was only 10.
Okay, fine. Yes.
Not 49.
Boy. Okay, good.
Okay, and do you know who California? I just want to clarify that.
Yeah.
California Girls, written about, it was actually in response.
Katy Perry song, right?
Yeah, written as response to Jay-Z and Alicia Keys' Empire State of Mind because she wanted to represent California. Mm. By the way, Fix You by Coldplay, great song, written by Chris Martin for his then-wife Gwyneth Paltrow after her father died.
That didn't work.
I know. Yeah. Don't by Ed Sheeran about Ellie Goulding cheating on him with one of the One Direction boys.
Those are good. Oh, breaking news.
What?
The Jonas Brothers say they will never break up again. So there you go, LBF.
That means that they're going to break up next
year. No, that's it. They're done.
It's like when
they're
people renew their vows. It's like, watch out.
Oh, really? Wait a minute.
Well, celebrities.
Whoa.
Celebrities. When celebrities renew their vows, they're about a year out from a divorce.
I might be renewing mine next year.
Watch
might be
it.
Doing the big
You're
25.
Kind of a
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
I say kind of.
Yeah, wait. No, not even.
You might be safe.
I think I'm fine if that's the
ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Dating Disasters Friday. Share them with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
Why should I be nervous? We're just two people going on a first date.
Do I have food on my face? Am I eating? Am I talking too much? Are they talking enough? Am I interested? I'm not really interested. Should I play like I'm interested, but I'm not that interested, but I think she might be interested, but do I want to be interested, but now she's not interested?
The best. Okay, here's what you're playing for today. The best disaster. I know that's an oxymoron, but it's worth it.
It is.
We have a $50 gift card to the Pollo Club. It's a chicken-driven concept from Moody's Delicatessen team. They just opened at 456 Moody Street in Waltham. You know, while fried chicken is the featured menu item, Pollo Club also features a variety of options accompanied by an exciting beverage program.
Yum.
All righty, so let's start our first dating disaster. Jane is called in. All right, Jane, when did your story happen?
So this took place about 25 years ago.
Okay.
I was not dating anyone at the time, and there was a band that was coming to a local pub. So my brother asked me if I wanted to go with him to see the band, and I said, sure. So we arrived early to have dinner, and sitting right next to us in front of the stage was a couple. They, when they came in, you could tell that the man came in and sat at the table and he looked around like he was waiting for someone, and then the woman arrived. So you could tell that it was an arranged meeting, right? Her first time meeting him. And we could overhear, he was asking her questions about herself, and you could really tell it was their first date. So they ordered dinner, we ordered dinner, and anyways, the band came on to play. It was very tense between the two next to us. I don't think they were getting along. The leader of the band actually was KC and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, yeah.
And KC said band's going to take a break, and they went downstairs. There was a set of stairs next to the stage. They went downstairs. The woman said, I'm going to the ladies' room, and she got up, and she did not go to the ladies' room. She went downstairs with the band. And the man sat at the table, and he waited, and he waited, and they still had some food there. And after about 10 minutes, he finally had a waitress come and box up their food. And then another 10 minutes later, the band comes up, all but KC. Band comes up, and they're getting ready to set up. And then he comes upstairs, tucking in his shirt, KC, tucking in his shirt. And the man's still sitting at the table. So the man gets the check, and then the woman comes up. And she was,
disheveled?
She didn't look like she did when she went downstairs.
Oh,
wow. Wow.
And she walked over to the table and picked up her food and said, we're leaving, and walked out the door.
Get down and tonight.
Man,
she couldn't wait.
Wow.
Huh?
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
Dang.
So, I know. My brother and I just looked at each other, and I go, did we just see what we just saw?
That's great.
Oh, that's messed up stuff.
That is, man.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
crazy first date.
The part that she took the food really annoys me.
That's your takeaway.
That's my takeaway.
So you get either Casey or the dinner. You don't get both. Okay. Thank
you.
Jeez. Okay.
You are always thinking with your stomach.
Am I wrong? Correct me if I'm wrong.
Take Casey and leave the food.
Yeah, exactly. That's my angle.
Yep.
Jane, that's a great story. Thank you.
Okay. Have a great day, guys.
Come on. She can't have both Casey and leftovers. You can take one or the other.
He could have leftovers.
Oh, my God.
Anyway,
I'm just saying, it's not me on the date.
What is wrong with you?
What is
I'm stating the obvious.
Out loud on the radio.
You didn't have to. But
what?
All right. Phone lines are open. We're off to a roaring start. Top that. 617-931-1057.
Disasters Friday. Share them with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
It's not you, it's me. It's what I'm going through.
Mike?
Nikki, great. Did you just walk in, or were you listening all along?
Don't ever call me again.
Don't ever leave me.
Ever.
Good, because I find you.
Gotta love it. All right, yeah. Dating Disasters. We got Dawn on the phone. She's got a dating disaster for us. So, right, you have a good one?
I sure do. I met this guy when I was working at a convenience store, and we kind of hit it off. And, you know, I've seen him for several weeks, and then he asked me out. He was my next-door neighbor. He actually lived a couple streets over, so I said, well, can you just come over? I'll make some steaks on the grill.
Nice.
I lived in an apartment building, and I lived on the first floor, and I didn't really have much room for myself. So I had a little hibachi that I kept out on the back patio. Put the steaks on the grill. He comes over and we're just talking, and I went to go outside to check on the steak. One of the steaks was gone, and I'm like, where did the steak go? And I look over in the corner, and my cat had gone over and decided to take the steak off of the grill and took off with it.
That is funny.
All upset, freaking out, and I was like apologizing to him, and I'm like, you know, we'll just have to split this one. He goes, no. He said it was okay, and he ate the steak.
He ate the steak?
Wow.
He ate the steak. Yep.
That the cat dragged around?
Yes.
That's messed up.
Wow.
Wow, he should be calling us.
Yeah. Yes, exactly.
This lady made me eat her cat steak.
I was so horrified, though. I was really, really embarrassed. But it was pretty funny when you think about it now.
He was hungry.
Yeah,
exactly.
I wouldn't be above it. You know, good steak.
Yep.
Share it with a cat. Hey, Don, did you ever see him again?
No,
it's hard to get over that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You wish the cat had it now. Okay. Thank you, Don.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
I wonder what she had for sides.
I wonder how she calls dinner. Look what the cat dragged in.
Right.
You have like a lion cub. I mean, what kind of cat's going after a steak?
I know.
On a hibachi.
I know. That's a crazy cat.
Feed the cat, Don. Maybe just feed it once in a while.
Definitely.
Fend for itself.
Yeah.
All right. Now, if you have a dating disaster, phone lines are still open. 617-931-1057.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 1057 WROR. Dating disaster. Disasters Friday. Share them with the ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
What do you say we go out on a date? Have some chicken, maybe some sex.
Why can't I just have a normal boyfriend?
You know, you know what? That's what we have for the winner, chicken.
Yeah.
$50 gift card for the best disaster to Pollo Club. That's on Moody Street in Waltham.
Rest is up to you.
Oh, my God.
It's the booze.
What has gotten into you today?
I like it, though. I like Friday LBF. Friday LBF is fun.
Most people do.
Thursday wow. was iffy. Iffy. Hi, Kathleen. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. How are you?
We're great. So you had a dating disaster from last year?
Oh, my God. It was terrible.
Let's hear about it.
So anyway, I went over to his house after this was our second date, and I went over to his house. He was going to cook dinner. So I unfortunately, I had to go to the bathroom while I was there.
Oh, no.
Okay? So I go into his bathroom and use the bathroom, and the toilet doesn't flush.
Oh,
okay?
My God.
Does not flush. Okay?
Can I ask you a question, Kathleen?
No, don't ask her that.
No, don't ask. I mean, we're talking not one.
No.
We're talking to. Okay.
Oh, my God. I got to go.
I mean, I was crazy enough anyway about knowing that I had to do that over there. And I'm in the bathroom and I'm panicking. Okay. Then I turn around. The toilet's not flushing. The toilet starts overflowing. Okay. Onto the floor. All right. I got to call him now. Okay. So I call him. He comes in the bathroom.
No.
The floor is soaking wet. Yes. The floor is soaking wet. He puts the plunger in the toilet. And I just have to tell you, what didn't go down the toilet went flying over the side of the toilet.
I'm going to vomit.
Slow motion horror movie. I wanted to grab my stuff and run out of the house and just never come back.
Did you leave the country for a while? Because I would have had to leave the country for a while.
If there was a window that I could have jumped out of, I would have.
So how awkward was dinner?
Oh, my God.
He was very nice about it, you know, didn't say anything about it and everything, but I was absolutely mortified. So
this was at his house before you were going to go out for dinner. Oh, have you seen Dumb and Dumber at all, Kathleen? Never use... No.
Did he ever call you again?
Well, actually, I saw him for a little while after that, but I don't see him anymore. But, yeah, he did actually. He did call me. So I was like, well, that's a good thing.
I'm afraid to ask what was for dinner.
Yeah, no. Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
It was a nightmare, yeah.
That's a nightmare.
All right,
I hope the therapy is helping.
Wow. Kathleen, anything? Are you dating anybody now? Anything going on?
No, nothing.
No.
Maybe you can find a nice plumber.
Yeah.
Kathleen, I want you to hang on a second, okay, Kathleen?
Oh, wow.
Wow. I don't know.
I think that might take it.
It certainly leaves an impression.
Yeah.
Boy,
is Kathleen our winner? I think she is.
I think the humiliation factor alone.
Yeah, Kathleen.
Yeah. Probably good.
So.
We do have some good news for you, Kathleen.
Yes.
We have a $50 gift card for dinner at the Pollo Club in Waltham.
Yeah. I'll go alone.
Yeah, good idea. Yep, go alone.
You're so scarred.
Poor guy. That is a nightmare, in all seriousness. Can you imagine
that? Oh, it's terrible. It was the most horrible thing that I think is just terrible.
Yeah.
But, yes.
Yeah. Well, we're going to give you a $50 gift card to the Pollo Club.
We're going to reward that.
Yes. It's, hang on, 456 Moody Street in Waltham, and there's just all kinds of great stuff. Fried chicken is on the menu. Also, an exciting beverage menu. Hey, they're open for dinner Tuesday through Sunday starting at 5 o'clock. For more info, visit Pollo Club Waltham.
How's their plumbing?
I hope it's good, Kathleen. Go at home. Okay?
All right. Oh, my God.
Okay, hang on. So that's a tough one to top. That is definitely... The winner today.
Yeah.
There you have it. All right. Well, there is a, you know, wild card, Jermaine on the phone. Jermaine.
Oh, boy.
Good morning.
Cambridge, I tell you, it must be Friday the 13th or something. A bunch of kooks out there. That the caller two calls before dawn. I mean, I have one word for her. Meow.
Oh, right.
Right?
Exactly.
And then Kathleen, the number two girl.
Oh, no.
No pun intended.
Yeah.
I would have thrown her out the window.
No.
You should have given her a diaper.
Oh, my God.
That's a $50 gift card. I mean, my God. She has no school today because she has no class.
No. Jermaine. It wasn't her fault.
Oh, really?
Was it?
You ever meet a girl
maybe
it was. That's
going to
flop one out.
Oh, okay, Jermaine. That's it. I can't take it anymore.
Toodles.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
All right. We're done. We're moving on. That was good.
Can I just make more inappropriate sexual comments? Because I'm more comfortable with that.
Good Lord.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brons, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
Dirty Laundry with LBF, brought to you by Not Your Average Joe's. All right, what do you got, LB?
Okay, I have a someone is cooking up a bad idea for a remake. Mariah Carey and Andy Cohen are teaming up. This is interesting. But first, I just want to mention that your favorite reboot has been canceled. Yes, here it is.
Favorite reboot has been canceled? Oh, yeah, go ahead.
This one. Beverly Hills 90210, or BH 90210, canceled by Fox. They've decided not to order another installment of the show, which was received with fairly strong ratings. Then the novelty died down.
Yeah.
They thanked fans for tuning in. People who watched the show loved
yeah,
it. They thought it was great.
You and Brian were like the only two watching.
No, that's not true. My sister was watching. His wife was watching. A lot of people were watching.
Yeah.
You weren't watching.
That's your fault. No, I was not. Blame everyone.
Blame Bob Bronson for its cancellation. You can write him some letters.
Or thank me. Go ahead.
So I'm kind of bummed about that because I liked... You know what? The good thing that came out of BH 90210 is that I've been watching old episodes of Beverly Hills 90210.
Yeah.
I'd watched it on the plane back from Orlando.
It's fun now,
we'll be
giving
away tickets later on. You know... It was so great. It was like reliving my high school / college years.
Was it the storyline or just the clothes? There's no cell phone.
Just,
the cars.
It was the nostalgia. It was like, you really like suck back into time.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Love it.
I felt young and alive.
Just watch the old ones.
And I had dreams and hopes. And then I shut the TV off and I came back to my life. Okay, so Mariah Carey is teaming up with Andy Cohen. Now, Andy Cohen, as you know, Watch What Happens Live, Bravo TV. He has his own line. Everyone has one now. His own line. It's an imprint of books called Andy Cohen Books through Henry Holt Publishers. So he gets to pick who he wants to publish. And he went big because Mariah Carey is writing a memoir for Andy Cohen Books.
Wow.
And it's about her improbable and inspiring journey, a story of her, of course, she's probably self-described, one-of-a-kind talent, unshakable faith, and unconditional love. No release date.
Get me some tea.
Yeah, get some dirt.
I would kind of like to know a little bit about...
If she dishes, because she's
Mariah.
Had an interesting life.
She sure has. I mean, being married to Tommy Mottola alone.
There was a big age gap. She was
20-something,
right?
Yeah, and he was like 120.
At least.
Yes.
Yeah.
And finally, I just want to mention, file this under the bad idea category. Darcy Carden, who is in the Good Place, she's... talks to star, and I didn't know this was happening, the upcoming A League of Their Own remake.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Leave them alone.
No. Just leave it alone.
It's an upcoming series heading to Amazon, I guess. According to reports, the show has already been given a pilot, and I'm not happy. Because
she's Janet on The Good Place.
Yes.
She's good.
Okay.
She's funny. But
you know, in 1992... League of Their Own, Tom Hanks, Gina Davis, Madonna, There's No Crying in Baseball.
Yeah.
It's a perfect movie. When I tell you it's a perfect movie and they can't do it any better and they should not make it into a series because it's going to ruin things.
Yeah. Right.
Leave enough alone.
That's one of the movies that when you flip by it, you're like, well, here we go. I got to watch this whole thing now.
It's the only reason I want to go to the Baseball Hall of Fame.
That's it.
That's the only reason.
Do you know where it is?
Cooperstown, New York.
You got it.
Boom.
Boom, baby. Good.
I know things, Bob.
You are.
I know things.
You are. So we're cool?
Yeah, that's it.
All right, we're good.
I didn't say we were cool.
No, we're cool. Hey, so LBF texted me last night, and you, Brian, and said, wow, what a pleasant show we had yesterday. lots of comments from the fam. Is the family cool?
Oh, the family's cool. I mean, that everybody was very. Let me just back up. I just want to tell anybody who wasn't listening yesterday. That Bob described me as a pleasant looking woman. As you all know.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You down the street.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter the context in which you said it.
Well, I mean, hey, that song wasn't pleasant looking woman walking down the street. Was it?
Exactly.
It was not.
Thank you.
Let me ask
Brian Bell.
Let me ask Roy Orbison if he could change the lyrics a bit.
Pleasant looking woman.
Oh, my God. Richard Gere movie wasn't pleasant looking woman.
Yes.
No, it was not. It was an approachable looking woman is what
Keep
he was
going.
Trying to say.
You've almost reached 6 feet.
I have.
I need you to look at LBF
okay.
and tell her that she is drop-dead gorgeous.
I will, Fran. Fran, don't leave us, Fran. I think Fran died yesterday.
No, she didn't.
Fine,
I think. Are you sure she hasn't called us?
You're gonna,
Fran,
you know
I'm worried about Fran.
She's saying a novena for you.
Yes.
The ROR Morning Show. Bob Brunz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR. The ROR Morning Show with Bob Brunz, LBF, and Brian. This is Super Smart in 60 Seconds.
Yes, joining us this morning is Lori from Winthrop by the Sea. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
Don't be nervous. I heard you talking to Brian in the green room, and... said you were a little nervous in the service. Don't be.
Yep.
Okay.
Your little expressions. Correct.
You like that?
Yep.
You like that?
I'm not positive I like it.
No, really.
But they're interesting to me.
Lori sounds like a very pleasant person, and I'm excited about her chances today, Lori. All right, what do you do for a living?
For work?
Yeah.
You mean?
Yeah.
I promote energy efficiency for a gas and electric utility.
Okay.
So that's nice.
That's nice.
Yeah,
okay, Laura, you ready?
Nice.
You ready? It's showtime.
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. You know how it all works. Right. You get all 10, you win $1,000. If you miss a question, you just want to say pass as fast as you can. Don't waste time. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
Let's do it.
What U.S. president was nicknamed Honest Abe?
Lincoln.
What movie starring Bruce Willis contains the line, "I see dead people"?
Pass.
Which U.S. state is nicknamed the Golden State?
California.
What female poet lived in Amherst, Mass?
Pass.
True or false, more people buy Cheese Whiz in the 3 weeks before Thanksgiving than any other time of year?
True.
Which of Henry VIII's wives was the mother of Queen Elizabeth I?
Pass.
What did Frosty the Snowman have for a nose?
Carrot.
What does IQ stand for?
Intelligence quotient.
On what mountain was the famous photo taken that later became the Iwo Jima Memorial?
Yeah.
Who was the only president to win non-consecutive terms to the White House? We ran out of time.
I got to say, some of these were tough, Lori. They were tough.
They were tough.
Yeah.
I know, and I thought of them afterwards. I thought of Sixth Sense.
Yep.
Yep, you got that one. Yeah. Anything else?
And the poet in Amherst was, I had it and I lost it.
Emily?
Dickinson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But that's those 60 seconds fly by. What did we miss, LBF, other than those two?
Those two? Queen of Henry VIII's wives. She was the mother of Queen Elizabeth I. That was Anne Boleyn. She's the only one I really know. Frosty the Snowman had a button for a nose.
Yes.
Most snowmen have carrots, but Frosty was special.
And a button. No.
There you go. The mountain where the famous photo was taken that later became the Iwo Jima Memorial, Mount Suribachi?
Yeah, Suribachi.
And who was the only president to win non-consecutive terms to the White House? Grover Cleveland.
Tough.
All right, well,
But you know what? Now you know. And you did a great job.
Now I know.
Now you know. Okay. So look, no one leaves empty-handed around here, Lori. How about a family four-pack of tickets to Irving Berlin's White Christmas the Musical?
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
See, now that's a good night out. That's fun, right?
It is. It's really fun. I love it.
Yeah. It's
fun. No, that was fun. Thank you so much.
All right, hang on. It's full, you know, just for everybody else, Irving Berlin's White Christmas, full of dancing, laughter, some of the greatest songs ever written. It's playing at the Box Center Wang Theater December 17th through the 29th. Get your tickets at boxcenter.org. Lori, have a great time at the show, okay?
Thank you.
All right, and a great weekend. So there you have it.
Yeah.
All right, that was tough. I got to say.
It was. I learned a couple of things resisting those questions. I had no idea what that mountain was. You guys are like, yeah, it's Mount Suribachi. I'm like, what?
Everybody knows that.
No, they don't.
Iwo Jima. Yeah. Right? That was Iwo. Okay. So that movie's coming out, by the way, this weekend. Midway.
Yeah, Midway.
Maybe you should go see that for a history lesson.
Maybe.
Yeah, sure. Sure, you'd love it. Okay, if you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds and win $1,000, all you got to do is go to WROR.com.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
This is Super Smart in 60 seconds.
Yes, joining us this morning is Lori from Winthrop by the Sea. Good morning, Lori.
Good morning.
Don't be nervous. I heard you talking to Brian in the green room and said you were a little nervous in the service. Don't be.
Yep.
Okay?
Your
little expressions.
You like that?
Yep.
You like that?
I'm not positive I like it.
No, you don't. Oh, really?
But they're interesting to me.
Lori sounds like a very pleasant person, and I'm excited about her chances today, Lori. All right, what do you do? For a living?
For work?
Yeah.
You mean?
Yeah.
I promote energy efficiency for a gas and electric utility.
Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
That's nice.
Yeah,
okay, Laura, you ready?
Nice.
You ready? It's showtime.
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. You know how it works. Right. You get all 10, you win $1,000. If you miss a question, you just want to say pass as fast as you can. Don't waste time. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
Let's do it.
What U.S. president was nicknamed Honest Abe?
Lincoln.
What movie starring Bruce Willis contains the line, I see dead people?
Pass.
Which U.S. state is nicknamed the Golden State?
California.
What female poet lived in Amherst, Mass?
Pass.
True or false, more people buy Cheese Whiz in the 3 weeks before Thanksgiving than any other time of year?
True.
Which of Henry VIII's wives was the mother of Queen Elizabeth I?
Pass.
What did Frosty the Snowman have for a nose?
Carrot.
What does IQ stand for?
Intelligence quotient.
On what mountain was the famous photo taken that later became the Iwo Jima Memorial?
Pass.
Who was the only president to win non-consecutive terms to the White House? We ran out of time.
I gotta say, some of these were tough, Lori. They were tough.
They were tough.
I know, and I thought of them afterwards. I thought of Sixth Sense.
Yep.
Yep, you got that one. Yeah. Anything else?
And the poet in Amherst was, I had it and I lost it.
Emily?
Dickinson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But... That's those 60 seconds fly by. What did we miss, LBF, other than those two?
Those two? Queen of Henry VIII's wives. She was the mother of Queen Elizabeth I. That was Anne Boleyn. She's the only one I really know. Frosty the Snowman had a button for a nose.
Yes.
Most snowmen have carrots, but Frosty was special.
And a button nose.
There you go. The mountain where the famous photo was taken that later became the Iwo Jima Memorial, Mount Suribachi?
Yeah, Suribachi.
And who was the only president to win non-consecutive terms to the White House? Grover Cleveland.
Tough.
So.
All right, well.
But you know what? Now you know. And you did a great job.
Now I know.
Now you know. Okay, so look, no one leaves empty-handed around here, Lori. How about a family four-pack of tickets to Irving Berlin's White Christmas the Musical?
That sounds fantastic.
Yeah.
See, now that's a good night out. That's fun, right?
It is. It's really fun. I love it.
Yeah, it's fun.
No, that was fun. Thank you so much.
All right, hang on. It's full, just for everybody else, Irving Berlin's White Christmas, full of dancing, laughter, some of the greatest songs ever written. It's playing at the Box Center Wang Theater December 17th through the 29th. Get your tickets at boxcenter.org. Lori, have a great time at the show, okay?
Thank you.
All right. And a great weekend. So there you have it.
Yeah.
All right. That was tough. I got to say.
It was. I learned a couple of things researching those questions. I had no idea what that mountain Grover. Was. You guys are like, yeah, it's Mount Suribachi. I'm like, what?
Everybody
yeah,
knows
everybody
that.
Knows that. No, they don't.
Iwo Jima.
Yeah.
Right? That was Iwo. Okay. So that movie's coming out, by the way, this weekend. Midway.
Yeah, Midway.
Maybe you should go see that for a history lesson.
Maybe.
Yeah, sure. Sure, you'd love it. Okay, if you want to play Super Smart in 60 seconds and win $1,000, all you got to do is go to WROR.com.
The ROR Morning Show. With Bob Brotz, LBF, and Brian. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
ROR Morning Show with Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
And three cool things you should know.
All right, it's 8:21 with three cool things. LBF, what is what's on the agenda for you? What is cool?
Well, it's something for your ankles. It's not an ankle bracelet, but it's just as cheesy.
Okay.
Sorry.
All right, cheesy ankle wear. All right, Brian Bell.
All right, if you got some crazy text messages from people you know yesterday, I know why. Don't be afraid.
Yeah, that is weird. And I'm going to tell you why, if you go to the horse race on a date, don't dump the guy there.
Oh, yeah, no kidding.
Wait
right?
till after the race.
Yep.
I'll tell you why. This woman really screwed up. All right, what do you got?
Okay, you sockless wonders.
Sockless
people
wonders.
People who don't wear socks, I don't get it, especially in the winter. But your ankles get cold. So now, there's something you can do to remedy that. Yes, yes, we've come to a time in our lives where we have things called our ankle scarves.
Ankle scarves.
Yep, little okay. scarves for your little chilly ankles. It's nice. It's cute. I mean, I have a picture of it right here. You know, it's slightly,
that is
it's
hideous.
Very hipstery.
Wow.
If you see it.
Describe it for the
it's
radio
like a little,
audience.
It's just a little teeny scarf for each of your ankles. It's
wrapped
just
around.
Wrapped around, like, you know, pulled through the little hole there.
And dangling
a little
yeah.
bit. Not so much that you trip.
To keep your ankles
you know
warm.
Somebody's going to get this caught in an escalator.
I don't know. There's something about those that fill me with rage.
Yeah.
Ankle sucks.
Ankle sucks.
Well, you know what? It's another thing you could get for Christmas for somebody you don't know what
yes.
to that's it.
Yes, so if you have somebody in your family who doesn't wear socks and you're like, you know what, gross.
Ankle scarves.
There you go.
Ankle scarves. Okay, Brian Bell, what's cool?
All right, so yesterday morning, people all over the U.S. and Canada began getting text messages from friends that were just kind of out of context. They weren't a response to anything. They were just crazy things. And, like, some people, like, There were people in Ohio that were all texted from the school that said there was no school. One woman,
wow.
they started posting them on Twitter and Reddit and stuff, and it turns out that there was a glitch. There was a third-party messaging vendor that was doing a maintenance update, and it wasn't even, like, unsent messages. It was texts you received, you know, in the past
right.
that all of a sudden you got it again. And it was completely out of context,
out of
the blue.
Like
there
were
Valentine's Day texts that were freaking people out because they were it already broken up. Or I mean,
yeah.
it was.
So what was it? It was just a glitch with some
it was
of the carriers.
A random messaging update that a third party carrier
computer
did.
Error.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the T-Mobile, Sprint, Verizon. Some of those servers were messed up.
Did you guys get any of those?
I did
texts?
Not. It
nope.
didn't affect mine, but
nope.
it would be kind of strange. Like you think of some of the weird things you text your friends. That in the moment it makes sense, and
yeah.
if you get it
right.
some
yeah,
other time, you're like,
some.
What are you talking about?
Wow.
I'll bet. Okay, finally, lesson learned. A guy in Australia got dumped on a date this past Tuesday. Now, they must do crazy dates there or something. Right before he won $500,000 on a horse racing bet. She told him that, well, look, I'm not that into you. This isn't going to go anywhere. But if you just want to have fun tonight, that's fine. He said, okay, cool. He put $7 on a bet, and he won $500,000. How about that?
Yeah, well,
$500,000.
Did she change her mind?
She changed her mind. Yeah, she decided to stick around.
Oh, wow.
Kenny was nice enough to buy her a couple of drinks for the rest of the night, but after that, He said, you know what? We should go our separate
exactly.
ways.
Yeah. I can do better.
There you go. Nice. Nice. I just want to have
I just want to have $1 million, and now I know I can do better.
How
see you later.
That, mate. You know what that is?
Yeah.
That's checkmate. All right.
Touchdown, Patriot! You can come in this building. You can kick all the little field goals you want. You can go home and tell everybody, hey, we at least got three. We're on the board. 58-yard freaking strike right down the cut.
80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
The ROR Morning Show.
Here's Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
All right. You know it. He's tall. He throws the ball, and he's down the hall. Scott Zolak, everybody. Morning, Scott.
Morning.
Brought to you by Clinton Savings Bank, proudly going beyond banking to serve you better. Listen to Zoe call the Clinton Savings coin toss during, I guess, next Sunday's game. It's a bye week, right? So they're, of course, a member of FDIC, member DIF, equal housing lender. Scott, yeah, no bye week for you. You got to rake the leaves this weekend, right, buddy?
Oh, heck no. I got a guy that comes over and blows it.
Oh, really?
Really?
Oh, Jesus, wait a
minute. That's a lot.
Listen, I get it.
Okay, all right.
So you're just
hire somebody. Yeah. You hire somebody. That's what you do.
So Scott just sits in the house watching somebody blow his leaves.
Yes, exactly.
I got a yard guy. Yeah.
You got a yard guy.
Exactly.
He's got a guy for that.
I like it because he cuts it. You know, when he cuts it and he rakes it, he sucks everything up. Uh-huh. And it looks like Fenway Park with a line.
Oh,
right?
My God.
Exactly.
Living the dream. All right, Scott, make us feel better about this loss. It seems like Baltimore's got our number. What do you say?
I mean, they're physical, they're well-coached, they're off the bye. The big thing is it's not like these other teams you kind of giggle at and make stupid mistakes, like go for it on 4th and 16 and you know, send the punt team out, send your offense out. Harbaugh's done it against you. And this Jackson, I mean, I watch him on TV, he looks fast. He is so freaking fast in person. He's slither. He's different. You know, like they weren't in position to get him, and he made plays. Man, they called a great game. You know, we made some stupid mistakes.
I mean, how do you think it was our defense? I hate to say exposed, but I mean that's something they might have to deal with down the road, right?
I mean, you got to commit to the run. I think you know what teams are going to do that. Maybe Dallas when they come in, we'll see. Mm-hmm. But I don't think we're going to face a quarterback with that type of athletic ability the rest of the year. Or I don't think we may see that team again in the playoffs, and hopefully it'll be here.
Is there such a thing as a good loss? Because I heard this week, well, oh, this is a good loss. So it's better that we got this over with. What's your theory on that?
No, you want to win every game. I think you may pay a little attention to some of the things you screwed up a little bit more after a loss because you're held more accountable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, wins kind of cover some things up. I think losses draw more attention to things.
Right. So how's Belichick with a loss, though, for the team?
Hey, he didn't have a great day. Yeah, first one to tell you, he was the first one post game to say, I got to do better.
Yeah, see, he wasn't takes the blame.
Okay, so we got a bye week. What do we need for Christmas? Anything for the team?
Christmas? I'm putting my tree up this weekend.
Are you really?
I swear to God. Like, hey, Thanksgiving is so late this year.
Yeah, there's no time.
Once you have it, you're 3 weeks and if you're into Christmas. And
he and I really are the same person.
Decorating, I want to enjoy it.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah. Watch some Hallmark movies
Now you're talking,
Scott. All right, so we do have a
bye. No way. I watch The Office every night. That's all.
We're getting to know Zoe. What do you got, LBF?
I actually have two questions, but my first question is, and this is, if someone described someone as a pleasant-looking woman,
what
do you think she would look like?
Oh, Scott, be careful.
I have an Aunt Helen back in Pittsburgh.
Oh, no.
How old is she?
She always wears like a red jacket with her pearls, and like that would be a pleasant-looking woman.
Yeah.
Yeah. How old?
She walks by. She smells like Gina Tam or Laird.
Gina Tam.
Thank you.
Gina.
Thank you. I just want to say that. All would right. See what I'm saying? It's your older aunt. Bob described me as a pleasant-looking woman yesterday, and I took offense.
She did, Scott. No, it's not.
It's not even creepy. It's just like a total insult.
No, you need context.
I mean, he feels something else, and he just really didn't want to put it out there.
There you go.
I'm going to go with that. Okay, my real question is.
That was it.
No.
Time's up.
It is?
No, fine. Go ahead.
All right, I just have a quick question. Maybe you can answer this quick. What is the most impressive celeb contact in your phone?
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Oh, God. I don't know, Brady?
Oh, well, that'll do.
Oh, no. Bon Jovi.
Bon Jovi. Oh, you have John Bon Jovi's phone number in your phone?
Wow.
I actually have his main handler, Obi. He's his right-hand man.
Obi and, Bon Jovi.
Obi Jovi.
Obi Bon Jovi. Obi's his guy, and he's always with him. Everybody's got a handler or a guy.
Mm. Okay.
And, yeah, I got direct contact with him. But, yeah, John's been back a lot. See him all the time. Mr. Krabs out.
Wow.
A lot of parties.
That's cool.
That's really cool.
Yeah, well, top that. Yeah.
He actually has more Botox than he's got more Botox than Brady.
Does he? John Bon Jovi uses Botox?
Oh, my God. He's got a great forehead.
This is great.
He's got a great forehead.
He does, huh?
All right.
All right. I'm learning so much today.
All right, Scott.
Thank you, Scott.
We love
it. Right.
All right. So, bye week, but we'll catch you next Friday, okay?
Yep, that'd be
right.
Bye. See ya.
All right, Scott.
Thanks, bye, Scott.
Wow. Very pleasant conversation with Scott.
It was very pleasant.
Very pleasant. Thanks for hanging me out to dry on that.
You're welcome. We're cool, though, right? We're cool.
LBF.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7
WROR. 80s and more. 105.7 WROR.
WROR, good morning. Who's this?
Hi, this is Janice.
Janice, got some good news for you.
Oh, my gosh. Was I caller 15?
You're going to Orlando.
Oh, my God. That is crazy.
It is crazy.
Oh, my God.
Janice, you got it.
Thank you so much. You guys are a riot, and I love listening to you, and this is so exciting.
Wow, then you could take one of us with you. Who would you take?
No, I think I need to take my husband.
That's a safe and good answer. All right.
Oh, jeez. Explain that to the hubs.
God.
Yeah. Great.
I try all the time, and I can never get through. And, like, it takes seconds to be, like, college 15.
Right.
Like,
you're our favorite. You're our favorite type of winner who's never won. This is awesome. You got a trip for two to Universal Orlando Resort. Flights provided by Spirit Airlines. Now, you and your husband are going to stay at the new Universal's Endless Summer Resort Surfside Inn and Suites.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
You got it. What is the number one station to wake up to in the morning, Janice?
WROR 105.7.
She's great.
Oh,
what a
God.
Great winner, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it should be better if we took one of us with her. But.
Don't say the hubs.
I hate that word. I'm sorry. I don't even know where that came from.
I don't know where it came from.
I don't like hubs. I don't like hubby.
Every time you say hubs, you're going to owe me a buck.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know. No, because hubby sounds, it sounds too close to chubby. You know what I mean?
I don't know about that. I don't know.
You don't call your guy hubby?
No.
Hubs.
Calls him Dave Falcone.
I call him Dave Falcone.
I know. He's very formal.
Dave Falcone. Hello.
Okay. Hey, listen, we want to thank Universal Orlando or Universal Studios down there, Resort, because they were fantastic. Also, Spirit Airlines for providing the flights and the fun. So enjoyed to all of our winners. Congratulations.
10 winners. So great.
You have a great time. 4 days, 3 nights. Go for it. So we're thrilled to team up with those guys and can't wait to do it again.
The ROR Morning Show.
With Bob Bronson, LBF, and Brian.
80s and more.
105.7
WROR.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.